Penguin Random House Audio presents The House of the Dead, Siberian Exile Under the Tsars, by Daniel Beer. Read for you by Arthur Morey. Prologue. The Bell of Uglitch. In 1891, a group of Russian merchants successfully petitioned Tsar Alexander III to allow them to transport a 300-kilogram copper bell from the Siberian town of Tobolsk to its native town of Uglitch, 2,200 kilometers to the west. The bell traveled up the Volga River in the late spring of 1892 and arrived by steamship at a jetty erected in front of the Uglitch Cathedral. There, it received a ceremonial homecoming exactly 3 centuries after having first been exiled to Siberia. The bell's fate had been sealed in the spring of 1591, when the 9-year-old son and designated heir of Ivan the Terrible, Tsarevich Dmitri, was found in Uglitch with his throat slit. Dmitri's mother and her family believed that the Tsarevich had been murdered on the orders of a potential rival to the throne, the Tsar regent Boris Godunov. They rang Uglitch's bell to summon the townspeople in revolt. The Uglitchans formed a mob and went on the rampage, murdering both the presumed assassins and an official from Moscow. The unrest attracted the Kremlin's wrath. Godunov ordered forces to Uglitch to quash the rebellion, and the following spring he dispensed justice. He had some 200 townspeople executed and others imprisoned. About 100 were flogged and had their nostrils torn out. The more eloquent lost their tongues as well. Scourged and mutilated.